Harper Audio presents Meet the Frugalwoods, Achieving Financial Independence Through Simple Living by Elizabeth Willard Thames, performed by Anne-Marie Gideon. Introduction. As I write this, I'm sitting on the back porch of the rural Vermont homestead I share with my husband and our daughter, gazing out on the 66 acres of forest, fruit trees, gardens, ponds, and streams that we feel incredibly lucky to call our own. Just a few years ago, this seemed like an impossible feat. My husband and I were struggling to conceive a baby and attempting to chart a path out of our frenzied 9-to-5 grind in urban Cambridge, Massachusetts. We wanted to achieve financial independence, quit the cubicle jobs that made us so unhappy, and create a simpler life of purpose in a rural setting. This is the story of how we brought that dream to fruition before our 33rd birthdays. My husband Nate and I are not exceptional people. We're not rich or famous or geniuses or even particularly good-looking, although we have our moments. We're just some average middle-class kids from the Midwest who decided we wanted something more out of life than what our consumer culture sells us. We realized we couldn't buy our way to happiness and that we had to restructure how we lived, what we spent our money on, and how we used our time in order to achieve deep fulfillment and lasting contentment. I've heard people say things along the lines of, anyone can achieve financial independence, and people are poor because they don't work hard enough, and my success stems entirely from my own efforts. And I disagree with all of those sentiments. While it's true that Nate and I are average people, and we've never won the lottery, or had investment banker salaries, or been the beneficiaries of inheritances or trust funds, I'm keenly aware that we are also extraordinarily privileged. Poverty is a pervasive issue, not only in our country, but globally, and it's myopic to presume that everyone who is poor doesn't work hard enough or isn't motivated enough. It's often quite the contrary. Many people who live at or below the poverty line work much harder than I ever have or probably ever will. Working 2 and 3 jobs in an effort to simply pay rent and buy groceries and send their kids to school in shoes that fit is the punishing reality for many people. Frugality is often already a requirement for those at the lowest end of the economic spectrum, and there's simply not enough money coming in every month to save enough to create a stable financial base, let alone an emergency fund or retirement savings or investments. In order to save large amounts of money, you have to have a sufficient amount of money coming in. You can't frugalize income you don't earn. Without an emergency fund, a savings account, or any type of financial cushion, people who live paycheck to paycheck are in a perilous position. One missed shift can equal a missed rent payment or a missed electricity bill. Compounding this problem is the fact that many economically disadvantaged people lack a bank account, which means they're unable to take advantage of the lending opportunities or overdraft protections that a large financial services firm can provide. It's my belief that we, as a country, need a stronger social safety net for the working poor. We need comprehensive medical and dental coverage. We need welfare programs that don't strand families who earn just barely too much money to qualify for housing and food subsidies. We need to care not only for our children and our elderly, but also for adults who struggle, for any number of reasons, to cobble together a livable wage. I'm a proponent of exploring a universal basic income, as studies have demonstrated that entrusting people with money of their own often yields tremendous dividends for society as a whole. No one wins when a family has to choose between working a job or safe childcare. No one wins when the only food options in a neighborhood are unhealthy and expensive. No one wins when people are forced to use the emergency room as their primary care physician. As a nation and as a society, I believe we have a responsibility to care for those who experience the greatest need and to create viable pathways out of generational poverty. I share all of this with you because it's easy when talking about one's personal journey, which is what this book is, to extrapolate and make the assumption that if only everyone did as we did, then they too would experience success. But that's not the case. It's naive, presumptuous, and grossly lacking in empathy to assume as much. In many ways, my privilege and my husband's privilege took root in our lives long before we were even born. Both of our parents...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?